As pain and bliss inevitably follow on wrong and right beginnings, so unhappiness and blessedness are inseparably bound up with small tasks and duties. Not that a duty has any power of itself to bestow happiness, or the reverse. This is contained in the attitude of the mind, which is assumed towards the duty. And everything depends upon the way in which it is approached and done. Not only great happiness, but great power arises from doing little things unselfishly, wisely, and perfectly. For life in its totality is made up of little things. Wisdom inheres in the common details of everyday existence, and when the parts are made perfect, the whole will be without blemish. Everything in the universe is made up of little things, and the perfection of the great is based upon the perfection of the small. If any detail of the universe were imperfect, the whole world would be imperfect. If any particle were omitted, the aggregate would cease to be. Without a grain of dust, there could be no world, and the world is perfect because the grain of dust is perfect. Neglect of the small is confusion of the great. The snowflake is as perfect as the star. The dewdrop is as symmetrical as the planet. The microbe is not less mathematically proportioned than the man. By laying stone upon stone, plumbing and fitting each with perfect adjustment, the temple at last stands forth in all its architectural beauty. The small precedes the great. The small is not merely the apologetic attendant of the great. It is its master and informing genius. Vain men are ambitious to be great and look about to do some great thing, ignoring and despising the little tasks which call for immediate attention, and in the doing of which there is no vainglory, regarding such trivialities as beneath the notice of great men. The fool lacks knowledge because he lacks humility, and inflated with the thought of self-importance, he aims at impossible things. The great man has become such by the scrupulous and unselfish attention which he has given to small duties. He has become wise and powerful by sacrificing ambition and pride in the doing of those necessary things which evoke no applause and promise no reward.